I gotta cut Blue Cottrell short, you know. Unfortunately, I have to make time for my chat with none other than Hakeem Kunene. He is on KC Monday Night Sports Show tonight with me to talk about, you know, rugby. Ons praat dit rugby so van is.
Tailors are now so for four smiles no, ne?
You're funny. But he's on the line tonight with me to talk, you know, under 20 championships. His time with the Sharks and everything. You know, he went to Boisa, he's from Paul. He was also, you know, number one prospect, but he ranked on top of, you know, one of the greatest, you know, backs for schoolboy rugby. So we're gonna chat to him tonight. He's here. Good evening, welcome.
Hello everyone, thank you for the kind words, but I don't think it's really necessary, but thank you.
I have to hype up every guest that comes through. I do it. It's, you know, you gotta toot the horn, somebody has to give you a medal for your accomplishments, and we do it here. I want to congratulate you firstly on the under 20 championships. From the games I watched, you performed immaculate. It was really great to see. That's going to kick off my first question. How was it playing under 20 championships?
Obviously, it's nice representing your country and then doing it in an under 20 championship like we did now, especially called the Junior World Cups. And obviously, playing in a Junior World Cup in your home country is always nice. Obviously, we can get the gold medal. So we can lift the trophy, but at least you got bronze out of it. It's not too bad.
Tell me the entire process of playing for the under 20 team. Were there trials, or were you just told you made the squad? What was the process of getting to this team?
The coaches used the under 20 Curry Cup we played in the beginning of the year as trials, basically. But we were informed through social media. It's actually, I was in the gym in the morning and my mom actually sent me a message, and now, and then I asked her, and what now? And then she sent me the news, the article on News 24. And then, that's how I basically found out that I was in the squad.
So they don't, like, so they just put it out on the news, and what if you don't read the news, and then we have to say, so you're just walking around?
Everyone else just has to tell you then, well, they obviously inform the coaches, but, you just know, you'll see your name somewhere there, and then you just sort of know, well, I'm in the squad then.
I was watching one of the games. You sustained an injury during your time at the championships. But regardless, did you perform to the goal or the standard you set yourself before the tournament, the championships? Is it how you wanted to perform?
I feel like my injury set me back quite a bit. Because before the under 20 championship, I actually came from an injury. I only played a few games of under 20, and then I had to do the whole camp and the whole process with basically not an injury, but sort of just coming back from an injury. But overall, I feel like I did play well, did play to the best of my abilities. But obviously, there's always room for improvement because,
Yes, Kim, good evening. Kapow here. I just want to ask you, I've got a message from Sean Crispy. He said that everything of the best with your future, because you were also part of, I don't know if you know Sean, but he says you must do everything of the best for your career. Tell me, who was aiming for your signature first? Why didn't you go to the Bulls?
To be honest, the Sharks was the first union that came to me, and it was actually just the Sharks and Province that came to me. The Bulls, well, they came late. I'd already signed with the Sharks, but I don't think I'll be able to fit in with the Bulls with the whole stump cutting at me. So, I'm a back, I like seeing the ball, and the Bulls like the power game, and
yes, I was sitting next to you guys when it was a rainy day here in Paul during the Championship, and how do you rate, how does the South African team, especially you guys, rate yourself amongst the other countries which you played?
Obviously, South Africa, it's, playing for South Africa, you always have this sort of target on your back. So you're always like, the people always think, ah, you're the best and everything. But I feel like we could have played a lot better. But also the other teams like Ireland, France, England, they play under 26 nations as
yes.
They played in the beginning of the year when we played domestic rugby. They're already playing international rugby, so we don't have the like experience of playing international rugby. I mean, that was the first time that I basically touched international rugby. I didn't play SA schools so that's the first time I sang the national anthem in front of people.
Yes, Hakim, because that is actually the truth you're saying. And how, what is your comment about the Tri Nations or like the championships where the South African team is going to be the under 20? It's coming too late for you guys, but is that a step up for the South African team, which like you said now only played domestic rugby before the internationals came about?
It's definitely like a bad thing that it's coming too late, because I would have loved to obviously be a part of that team or be a part of a team that goes overseas and plays international rugby or Tri Nations, but it'll definitely help the coaching staff and management as well, in terms of knowing, okay, well, this guy is not ready to play international rugby, and seeing, okay, this guy is. So, and it'll obviously benefit the players as well, because now they also have a taste of international rugby before the under 20 championship.
You are tuned into KC Monday Night Sports Show with myself, Talan Kapow, 38 minutes past 7. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you just joined us, we're in the middle of a chat with Hakim Kunene, SA under 20 player and Sharks player as well. Kapow has one more question.
I've got
for
one
you.
More question. You know it's Derby one of these days.
Yeah, wacho, Kapow, you fat my vraag.
No. You can still ask the question. What do you think about this team of Boys Eye this year? And is there a message for them?
There's definitely some exciting backs in there. Obviously, like the likes of Jean-Claude and Scott now. Obviously, I think even Jean-Claude's a bit better than me at this point. So, just enjoy inter-schools, because you never know. Like, it can be taken away from you like this, because we didn't play inter-schools when I was in matric. So, just enjoy every moment of it.
Okay, thanks, eh?
That brings me, Kapow, you like to see my questions. That brings me to my next question. It's based on the derby. Can you predict the score with how you think the team looks at the moment and compared to the statistics and how they played? Can you push out a predicted score for the derby this year?
Inter schools, it's never, you can never say who will win on the day, but I think Jean-Claude and the boys will bring it back home. So I think I go 13-7 Boys Eye.
We'll hold you to that. I feel like we need to put it on social media, just to cement it. There's a question. Kapow touched on it as well. Kapow is a massive Bulls fan, so I won't be surprised if he was pushing the Bulls to you. But how has your time been at the Sharks since you've signed? What was it like, obviously, moving out of province, moving away from family and friends? How has it been so far?
It's never nice moving away from family, but I've definitely, despite all my injuries, I've enjoyed the time in Durban. Also having made memories like winning the under 20 Currie Cup and playing the final at King's Park. That's like one of the days I'll never forget. And obviously it's always nice learning from someone like JP Peterson, and it's been great.
Despite the injuries, despite a little bit of the hardships that you faced in the under 20 championships as well, what are your plans and goals for the new season to come, and is there anything we can expect? Are you going to throw a Uno reverse on us? What is going on? What are the plans for you?
First and foremost, my goal is hopefully to stay at the Sharks. It's obviously to move away from the age group rugby as well, and then start paving my way in the senior rugby, the URC or the Currie Cup.
Yeah,
that's the main goal, is just to play senior rugby, I guess.
Mm. Hakim, tell me, under JP, did you learn a lot? And are you looking like for? Do you guys actually have a moment playing club rugby just to get sharpened? But my main question is, who is your idol there at the Sharks, and who's taking you under his wing?
Definitely is Coach JP, and we definitely learn a lot of stuff from him as well. Like, we'll do sort of challenges, and then he'll join in, because obviously he's not that, mm-hmm. not that old. He's still a bit young, and he's still fresh, because he only retired a few years ago. And then, actually last year I played club rugby, because I got invited to the same, the under 20 summer series that I went to in I think it's Italy. Italy. I got invited to that, but I was injured, and then obviously when I made my return, they had already gone. So then what the Sharks normally do is, so they send like the players that didn't make it to the SA camp, they send them to clubs. And obviously you play some club rugby in Durban, and it's actually quite nice. Like, I enjoyed it very much, because it's obviously a lot more social, and like there's not a lot of stress on you. Like, I have to perform. You sort of have to perform, but like it's just easier, because like I said, it's in a social environment. Like, there's no stress of I might lose my contract if I don't play good enough. Yeah, like stuff like that. So it's definitely helped me a lot.
Thank you, Hakim. But from my side, everything of the best, because the Sharks has produced a lot of running fullbacks. And I think the move to the Sharks was the right decision. Western Province got a lot of fullbacks now coming back from overseas. But everything of the best, and I hope to get a signature one of these days if you come back and play some in Cape Town, eh?
This is my last question for you before I let you go. You know, we've been having a good chat. That's a question I ask most of my guests, young and old. You are clearly a role model to a lot of young boys. You also probably had a legacy at Boysa as well. Do you have any motivational / encouraging words for them? You know, they want to play at your level one day, and they just need that extra, hapstoikie.
My mom always used to tell me that hard work beats talent if talent doesn't work hard, and that to me that just means like you always have to work hard regardless of all the talent that you have, because you might have all the talent in the world, but if you don't work hard, then like the hard work is always going to pass you at some stage. It might not be in 2 years' time, where you might think, okay, well, I'm still fine for those 2 years, like if I don't work hard. But then after that 2 years, then you just see, okay, well, he's going past me. Like, what am I doing wrong? It might sound a bit cliche, but you just have to work hard. It won't come easy.
Do you know, there's a funny, what you just said, hard work, your motivational quote now. Last week Monday, I interviewed Jean-Claude Mars and Scott Nall. And I asked Jean-Claude and Scott the exact same question. And you know what he told me? He told me the exact same sentence you just told me. So clearly it runs along the lines of you guys have the exact same mindset of, hard work beats talent. If talent doesn't beat hard work, he's still in the exact same way and frame. He said it the exact same way. You guys are cut from the same cloth.
Yeah, it must be the boys.
it's Coach Sean. It's Coach Sean that taught you that, eh?
Thank you so much, Hakim. I wish you all the best. May you make it big, and may we hopefully one day see you playing groot bokke and main team for the Sharks.
Yeah, he's gonna.
Yeah, hopefully that's the plan. End of October. Hopefully.
Thank you so much.
This is KC 107.7 FM.